Good evening, everybody. Welcome. It's Monday, 24th of June, 6:30. Welcome to the meeting of the Scrutiny, Climate Change and Environment Committee. Now, before we go any further, before we begin the business of this meeting, I think we need to acknowledge the notice that Councillor Allen sent out at the weekend about the death of Councillor Ackroyd. Now, I'm sure there'll be other occasions in the council business when more formal tributes can be paid, but I think for our purposes it would be good if we could perhaps stand in respectful silence for a few moments to show our respect. So, at that point, ladies and gentlemen, please stand. Lovely. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Please sit. Okay. Right. Our next thing I'm going to say is I'm going to welcome Councillor Bullock for joining us. Thank you for joining us, Councillor Bullock. I'm sorry Councillor Ashcroft has left us, but you're very welcome. I hope you enjoy your time with us here. So, item one. Apologies for absence. Have we got any apologies?
Thank you, Chairman. No, we haven't received any apologies.
Okay. Thank you. Item 2, declarations of interest. Do any councillors have any declarations of interest to declare on the items under discussion at this evening's meeting? Thank you. No one then. Item 3, urgent business to consider. I'm not aware of any urgent business for consideration at the meeting.
That's correct, Chairman.
Thank you. Item 4, questions from the public. To receive questions from any citizen in accordance with Part 3IE of the Constitution, questions must be received by 18th of June. Have we got any questions? No questions have been received. Yep, lovely. Item 5, any questions by members of the committee? Ah, I've got none. Remind me, please, Councillor. Forgive me. Yes. Okay. In that case, yes. I did put some questions. I was going to put some more items on the agenda, but I've been advised by our officers, that because we're in the pre-election period, those particular items weren't appropriate for this time. Remember? We're going to talk about the brown bins, aren't we, and the damp and mould report, Healthy Homes Project, weren't we?
So the advice from the monitoring officer was that it would be better to discuss those at they weren't questions to the committee, were they? They were items for agenda items.
Yes.
So the advice was to push those into a subsequent meeting.
So we're doing them on a different meeting, Mick. Okay, we're not doing them now. I did tell you this. We did that last meeting, didn't we?
There was a question raised at the previous meeting, which was responded to outside of the meeting electronically.
Yes.
Pursue
That's fine. The question I raised about training in general is actually one that we are going to highlight when we get to the scrutiny report about engagement, aren't we? It's going to be part of that, I hope, anyway. So, yeah, so we are doing that, making. No, right. So, item 6, appointment of the vice chair. Are there any nominations for vice chairman for the committee for the ensuing year? I nominate Councillor Huckabee. Okay with that? Thank you. Right. Could I have a seconder, please? Thank you. Seconder, Councillor Smith, thank you. We will now go to the vote. All those for. Thank you. Any against? Any abstentions? Have you got that? Thank you. Thank you very much. I confirm Councillor Huckabee has been appointed Vice Chairman for the Committee for the ensuing year. Item 7, public minutes of previous meeting held on 3rd of April. I propose the approval of the public minutes of the previous meeting. Do I have a seconder? You've all seen the previous minutes, haven't you? Thank you. Councillor Bailey, thank you. We will now go to the vote. All those for. Previous minutes on April 3rd, yep. Oh, go on then. Make a comment then, go on, make a comment.
Deprivation qualifications, and eventually, when I've dug deep enough and what have you, I'd like to bring a paper or a submission to this committee to discuss, because I think we're not uncovering the true nature of the iceberg, perhaps, that's there beneath the surface. So if I might, you've got a point later in the agenda where you're looking for issues for future discussion,
yes,
and whatever.
Yes.
I'd like to add that, and it would be based on the deprivation levels of several locations within East Staffordshire.
Splendid. Is there anything wrong with the minutes then? We've got from the 3rd of April, though. Is there anything you want to object to about them?
Whenever the next meeting or...
But stick them in the agenda, Mick. The minutes on the 3rd of April, are you happy with them as they are?
I am, yeah.
So we can vote on them now, then, or not, as people may wish to. And then when we get to the scrutiny section, then please mention that again, please, because I will ask you. Thank you. So, here we go. So again, then, please. Minutes of the meeting, 3rd of April. Did we have a second? No, we didn't we? Yes, Councillor Bailey, yes. So, all those four, please. Thank you. Any against? Any abstentions? Thank you very much. Thank you. Item 8, scrutiny review programme. If James could please provide us with an update. Thank you, James.
Thanks, Chair. So the purpose of this item really is to provide an update as to where we are in terms of the current review, as well as considering what else we would like to look at as a committee moving forward as well. So we'll just start quickly with the ongoing review into community engagement mechanisms. There's a draft report that the subgroup have been working on, which is fairly close to completion, really. Since the last meeting, we've been doing some work on benchmarking. We've had some information from other local authorities, for example, looking at what they might do in terms of climate change engagement, establishing if they have action plans in place, etc., and what actions they're specifically being undertaken. So we've got a nice piece of benchmarking which is starting to grow there as well. There's also some survey work that we want to do to be able to finalise the report The questionnaire and approach is more or less finalised. I think we've met a couple of times over the recent weeks with the subgroup. But following that, after the pre-election period, then we'll be looking to finalise the report and look to the members for, yeah, for potential recommendations arising from that. Of course, the chair or any other member of the subgroup, if there's anything to add to that, then do please feel free. Also, what we've been doing previously was to have a presentation and a discussion at each of the scheduled committee meetings, as well as having at least one ongoing review in place. So, for example, as you know, the last meeting with that good discussion around sewers and flooding, with Severn Trent being in attendance to discuss any queries that we had, answer any questions. So in a similar manner, we might want to think about what we want to do at the next scheduled meeting and further scheduled meetings, if that's an approach that we want to continue with. It's also potentially useful, as I think we've said before, to have a programme, if you like, of things that we want to look at over the course of the year ahead. So in the recent weeks, I sent an email to facilitate thoughts on what the potential reviews might be there. Obviously, we'd had one potential thrown out this afternoon as well as a potential idea. I've said it before, no doubt, that we're in a good place in terms of the remit of the committee. It's quite a large remit when you think about environment and climate changes, the things that we can potentially look at. So there's lots of opportunity. In that email that I'd sent out, the ideas that had been raised previously were included in that, just as a starter for 10, really, for food for thought, nothing else. But then, really following that community engagement review, once that's dealt with in, I would think, September, we've got a blank piece of paper, more or less, so to speak, in terms of what we want to do next as a review. I think the Healthy Homes was one idea that had come up that had been directed through the chair as another potential idea. I think we're close to finalising the current review. Happy to take any thoughts from the committee as to what else we want to do moving forward, because we can then prioritise our next reviews reasonably quickly, then that helps us maintain momentum over the course of the year following the completion of the reviews that we've got on the radar already.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you, James. So the current review programme, the community engagement, we've got some good feedback, haven't we, from the benchmarking we've done with other councils, and we've got a questionnaire ready to go, which we can't go at the moment because of the pre-election period, but we still perhaps need a bit more information from the subgroup, perhaps, on schools we could present it to, and community groups, don't we? Is that what we're looking forward to? We could have another subgroup meeting, perhaps, on Zoom before too long.
Yes, so there's a draft questionnaire in play, as I say, in terms of identifying exactly what we want to obtain from people. I think we'd agreed through the school group that, contacting community organisations that we're aware of, so parish councils was one. I think that's something that had been raised in the committee when we were scoping things out previously, was to talk to schools, talk to parish councils, and any other community organisations that, be relevant to get that information from. So, we can, of course, identify schools and parish councils quite easily, but, community organisations, for the organisations that people are working with, for example, through your day jobs as ward councillors, so to speak, then do feel free to throw those into the mix so we can add them to the contact list.
So for those who are not on the subgroup, it might be an idea, if we send the questionnaire to everybody, so if you think there's a community group in your community that would like to answer those questions, then you might, get back to us. And certainly we're looking at people perhaps who have got any community group really, but if they've got an interest in climate change, then please give us their details and we can send the questions to them, come and get it. And James tells me the software is clever enough to sift out the answers, who's answered what questions we've asked, as it were. Sounds clever than what I would do, but anyway, it sounds very good. What you told me. Is that clear, people? Yeah. Yes, Nick.
Yeah. Could I have, again, I take the opportunity. I don't know where it should fit in the discussions.
Yeah.
It tends to be that unless you catch the chairman's mind a lot of these meetings, it goes by you and you're
I'm sorry, Nick.
I'm not accusing you of doing that, Mr. Chair. Garden waste collection. I've been doing some work on that, and I've said some things at some meetings, and there seems to be this, barrier to get in the logic of what I see as being a good system, even even spoken about. I hear it's been through the cabinet and been rejected. One person raised it twice. I did so at a LAG meeting, and again it was rejected. For the life of me, I can't understand why, because it's not mathematically a.
Forgive me, mate. Help me out. What's been rejected?
Well, the garden waste collection. Seems to be moving towards.
Oh, see, the subscription. Yes. Sorry.
To be moving towards a flat rate charge against every house or resident who wishes to take up the subscription. I would have to say that it has two positive points, but not much else. The positive points are that it mirrors the existing system, which is 91% successful in its take-up, and it uses the same bins and the same collection service and the same end-of-line disposal. And the second positive point is that it raises a substantial amount of money for the to counteract the worsening state of East Staff, well, all councils' budgets when they come to attempt to balance them. But there's a lot of negative points which actually work against what the declared policy of East Staff is. So I can't see the incongruity of having a change which acts against current policies without changing those policies. The one I put down was the council has no control over that garden waste from residents who do not take up the new subscription method of collection. Now, there is a mission by the council that it's going to be a substantial amount less than the 91%, probably dropping by 50% or something like 41%. This is for a flat rate, right? Now, those residents who don't take up the subscription have several different options as to how they dispose of their garden waste. Garden fires. This is an obvious one, and it happens the world over. But that counteracts our need or want for cleaner air. So I don't see how those two balance when a new system introduces something which actually worsens the situation we already find unacceptable. Instead of putting it in the brown bin, which they've not subscribed to, they put it in the black bin. Now, as far as I'm aware, this has not been quantified as to what the extra resources will be necessary on a round of the waste trucks and the bin men to pick up and dispose of more waste in black bins. I guess it means that the lorries are going to be fuller quicker, therefore have to break their routine to go and empty them to come back.
Mick, bless you. Forgive me. Are we going against our advice? Are we not to discuss this thing? Really, like you feel. I know that now. I do know there's going to be a consultation, isn't there? Which some of these issues will be covered with, and obviously the consultation hasn't begun yet either.
I'm not aware of any formal consideration other than, well, we'll see how it goes for a year and then we'll reassess it. I don't think it needs reassessing. I think it needs analysing now before we kick it off.
I know we've said we weren't allowed to discuss it, but would it be reasonable to ask this as a question for next meeting? Would that be reasonable to ask it?
The purpose of this item is to understand what the committee wants to scrutinise next.
I find the PERDA rules very confusing myself. I really do. But I mean, this was going to be an agenda item. I don't want to contradict what we've already been told, already decided, as it were.
I think absolutely, there's been a lot of detail provided there, which it would be useful for the scoping of a review if that's what the committee wants to do. So that's one idea that we can certainly look at if that's the will of the committee.
Yeah, I suppose I could say that it was galvanised by Councillor Allen's. Choice of words at one of the meetings where we'd not submitted, no scrutiny committee had submitted a report. And when things are, to me, I'm an engineer, and obviously maths is part of that and whatever. Things stand out and push me in the face, especially when I live in a deprived area and see some of the distant issues that probably don't associate with somebody who lives in better areas. So, in response to that, you know, I'd like this to, if I can present it well enough, to get the support as a report item that goes back to, I don't know, main council, or does it go to the cabinet?
The cabinet, yeah.
It goes to the cabinet. Yeah. And to see what they think about it.
Yeah.
But, well, where we fit it, I'm not worried, so long as it's in time to be taken as part of the assessment of what we really ought to be doing.
Certainly, logic to that, Nick. I certainly agree with the logic of that, yeah. At this point, just for the tape, Councillor Holton's entered the room. Thank you. Good evening, Monica. Thank you for coming. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Right. Has anybody else got anything to like to say on this issue, though, at this time? Mick's given us plenty to think about there, hasn't he? Thank you, Mick. Anybody? So, it would be... Oh, sorry, James. Make your point.
Yeah, no, it's just to say, just for clarity, are there other ideas as well that we want to potentially discuss? Because, as I've said, you know, what we want is an ongoing review, potentially. Yeah. Something that we can really get teeth into, as I mentioned before, and also whether there are items that we want to schedule in for the year ahead for actual discussion in the in the committee, whether that be presentations, etc. So, you know, any idea is an idea to put onto the list, really.
We are looking for ideas, certainly, but obviously Mick's point is that this particular review would be reasonably urgent in as far as the council effectively introducing this system on the for collection this year, so we've... No. Perhaps then, committee, if you're in agreement... Yes, Councillor Allen, please go on. Councillor Holton, yes. I'm so sorry, I didn't say it. I beg your pardon.
So I was just looking for a straight yes or no. Is this the review that we're suggesting to take forward?
I think
opposition to spring charge, not just since being in opposition, but whilst in control of the council as well. We were pushed very heavily by officers for the same reasons, and it's pretty obvious that whilst you suggest that this all just doesn't make a lot of sense, except for the worsening state of council finances. I'll help you with that. The council finances are in a very good position compared to the councils. In fact, the black hole that it was suggested existed doesn't really exist at all. The black hole that is suggested, it would be the same for every other council if we were to look at it in the same way. So balancing future years using reserves is something that every council does up and down the country. If you to consider that as a black hole, then yeah, every council has a black hole, including this one. But I wouldn't say the worsening state exists such that it was necessary to bring it in. You've heard me say that publicly many times before. The concern you have around the amount of people that were meetings. Yeah, absolutely. I think it was Councillor Sankey that said that's the responsible would it mean it lead to black bin way. Yes, it would. The cabinet member mind to pay the mind that it's going to be and of course it'd be generated a bit of electricity from it. I think you understand that that's not necessarily in line with the council's policy in other areas that this administration wants to achieve. So there's many reasons why we would have supported a review into this, but for the simple fact that the decision has already been made, regardless of what feel about the now becomes apparent, regardless of what Hook also feels about it, I don't think so I just don't put any point in waste of time.
Thank you, Councillor. Okay, so obviously you're against it, but I mean, our purpose is to scrutinise the activities of the council, and if nothing else, we could perhaps suggest mitigations towards this policy, can't we? So there's something useful we perhaps could do, bearing in mind our principal focus here is about addressing climate change, isn't it? Whereas, I mean, for me, the entire building should be about this. But I accept that we are in this particular silo. We've got the committee, haven't we, that is specialising in climate change and environment. So I would have thought we could perhaps save, if we can't reverse the decision, we could at least say something useful about it, perhaps. You know, but hey, anyway. But at this point, I beg your pardon, Councillor Holden. Are you on? There should be a little light coming on. There you go. You're on.
Hello. It's really a question for James, and pardon again my inexperience in these matters, but in coming in and hearing that last part of that proposal, that really just sounds to me like it would be a matter for scrutiny for another committee, which is value for money, not necessarily for this one. And I'm inclined to agree in the last part with Councillor Allen. I mean, if, as I said, the decision has already been made and it's now the consultation for how much the subscription fee will be, not necessarily if it's going to be implemented, what would be the point to scrutinise it at this point?
Right, forgive me for speaking your words, Nick, but I thought you were more concerned about the effect on the climate of this, right, more than the income. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That people can join up to. One of the last comments that I noted, it might not resonate on the radar of some, but £40, which is that the charge which has been mooted, will add to the pre-existing debt load of many people, whilst £40 to others will be a lesson of pocket.
Right.
It could be a value of it, yes. But
James,
go on,
James.
But then, there's more to it. There's garden fires, which I've mentioned.
Yes.
There's fly tipping.
But the finances, forgive me, the finances could well be one thing, but the environmental stuff could be another, couldn't it? And the mitigation could be another. But that's what I was trying to get out of you, perhaps. But
if you want to compartmentalise things down to the traditional way of doing things, fair enough, do that. But it seems to me that the current state of the trouble we're in demands that we start to talk across these boundaries of authority and position and seniority, because many of these things are so interlinked Yeah. But every time I start speaking, there's ideas come into my head or thoughts come into my head. Well, that's connected to that, and that's connected to this. And I think with the standard usual training that people have about this is your area, you deal with this, and this is your area, you deal with this, it's not good enough. It's not good enough at all. And if we're to get out, I don't think we'll get out of it, but if we're to make any lessening of what's going to happen more likely, I think we've got to look at everywhere and see the combinations and the relationships, the tipping points which bring other tipping points
I think we've
got perspective.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you want to shove it on to another scrutiny, that's up to you as chair. But,
I was actually suggesting that we consider the climate aspect of it more than the finances, but you've obviously misinterpreted what I've said, but never mind. Sorry, it was next thing, I beg your pardon. It was Jane, I do beg your pardon, sorry people.
Yeah, no, just there's a couple of questions raised there by Councillor Holton, which have been sort of expanded upon in the subsequent conversation, but just for clarity, the remit of this committee is climate change and environment, and waste management as a whole sits under the environment portfolio, so we could look at environment issues, including this, as part of our remit. Also, it's worth remembering that a lot of what we would look at does have a climate change aspect. Everything could fall under the Value for Money Committee as well. So sometimes it will depend on the nuance of exactly what the committee wants to look at as to where that would sit in terms of the right committee, for want of a better phrase, to where it would sit. But we aren't a climate change only committee, we're climate change and environment, and that's a much broader portfolio than just climate change. So that's just one thing to sort of bear in mind when we're thinking about other reviews, as well as, you know, the merits of whether or not this one review could be on our agenda or otherwise. And also to say that one of the roles of scrutiny is to scrutinise decisions that have been made as well. It's also there to advise on service policy, monitor performance, etc. as well. But there's no, we shouldn't disregard an item being on an agenda because a decision has already been made, because that is one of the several items that is in a scrutiny committee's remit to look at. Obviously, we're focused very much on one particular topic for review. You know, we would need the agreement of the committee to take that forward if that's what we want to do. There's different ways of taking it forward as well, as we've already spoken about. It could be that this is an ongoing review if the committee wants to look at it. It could be that this is a presentation or a conversation with a portfolio holder, for example, to challenge and scrutinise anything that's been, you know, decided or ongoing approaches, etc., etc. It's different ways of looking at it. Obviously, what we would like to do, as we've already said, is have essentially a priority list of what we want to look at over the course of time. So we might want multiple ideas and then prioritise which ones we want to do, which ones we don't want to do, and in what order we do want to do those that we want to do. So this might be near the top of the list, might be lower down the list. I don't know. That's for the committee to have that conversation around and decide.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's helpful, Chair.
Which I think is what we're doing now, isn't it? So forgive me, was it Councillor Gould next? Was it all...
Yeah, James has stolen my thunder a little bit. We could from the cabinet membrane and just ask those questions of them as to the decision, if you wanted to do that. As you have said already, you've taken it to them and not had a satisfactory result. Bring it back to our scrutiny. We can then listen to what the discussion is and then go from that point. I think trying to build a whole scrutiny idea around it, when we just need to get to the nitty-gritty of, okay, this is the decision going forward, these are the stages of the decision. The scrutiny would be great once we actually get the take-up of people using it, so we can come and revisit that at a lot of different angles that get the cabinet member in. In terms of other things moving forward, let's try and think of who else we want to bring in and get ideas from. We've had a quite useful year of it so far. Where else can we go?
Thank you, Councillor Gore. Yes. So we've really got to decide now, haven't we, really, that we're going to take the brown bin waste collection. Oh, beg your pardon. Sorry, Councillor Allen. Sorry.
Mick, to sort of clarify, it's about the climate change angle and the impact on the environment solely, and not just finances. As I say, I don't think there's much point in doing that. It's not this group's responsibility, but also this is all going to be. But if it is looking back at whether or hinder the effect of the damage to the environment, bad idea. I don't think it needs to be anything particularly urgent, because part of my view is that the council changes its opinion or decision anyway. We'll try to make a better job of it and set a subgroup up and do it that way around. But if we're going to do it, I would also suggest that we don't wait until the next council committee meeting to get a list of questions together. I don't see why we can't discuss that now. That's in committees where we agree to do something and then nothing actually happens until the next one, which is in a few months' time. So if we're going to do it, let's do it. But I don't want to waste time.
So, forgive me, I think proposing a subgroup to formulate questions and to bring the Cabinet member in to answer them. Or to send the questions in. Yeah, sorry, Mick. Yeah, well. Microphone on, please, Mick.
Sorry, yeah.
Leave it on.
I accept that there's a difference in political parties' opinions on different things, and one respects one view as much as you respect another. But the decision has been taken. So in the sense that we're reviewing stuff that's already been taken and thinking, well, that's never going to be work out as well as something else, then as a committee, I mean, we lose our political status in a sense and just analyse the subject in hand. Now, if I present to the Cabinet member a proposition which says that this is better than what you've so far delivered, I'd hate to think that it's the officers that to get it in the neck, but your friend Mr. Grosvenor seems to think that the officers run riot in here and trample on everybody, and they've got Danish sort of blood lusts and stuff like that. I disagree with him. Principally, officers are the full-time experts which we depend on for the analysis of particular policies we might wish to present as initiatives to the population of East Staffordshire. And as skilled full-time experts, they have far more resources to analyse the particular nuances which exist within any particular policy directive, to bring those forward to the Cabinet, and the Cabinet through that to Labour groups or LAG groups and then full council. But that doesn't mean to say that councillors have to sit there like, you know, puppies waiting for the received wisdom of people. I mean, I was a bloody engineer for 50 odd years. I've kept planes in the sky. I've calculated, minute differences between rubber elements and what have you, and why they went wrong and all this. Yeah. I'm not used to being given anything. I usually get a piece of paper that was blank with an objective there. We've got a problem, sort it. Right? And I had to come up with these issues. Well, if I see problems, and there are so many around us, especially on climate change, we see it every day where there's a failure to even get near to the promises that have been made. You know, to represent my electors in Branston, I'd do them a disservice if I keep my mouth shut.
Yeah.
On a lot of stuff, I can just fold my arms and just nod. But on certain issues, there are real elements of discussion there, and I think we should discuss them, regardless of the party. It's an intellectual occupation, you might say, when you come onto a committee like this and you present it with things. It's not a party political pick your side. It's a is that right? Is that nuance right? Can we not get better this way and whatever? So the outcome is better for all of us, but not just for one party.
Thank you, Mick. So we're in agreement, are we? We seem to have agreement both sides of the chamber now, don't we, about asking some questions at the very least, don't we? But, yes, Councillor Bailey. Press the button, Andrew.
Thank you. The suggestions that we've got from James about the previously highlighted ideas for scrutiny, one of them is called waste management recycling approach. So we could actually treat this issue of green waste as one of the whole concept of waste management recycling approach. And not just focus on that, but focus on general, you know, on the recycling approach. And this would be like one of the elements of it. And also, I am also a member of Value for Money Committee. I can try to suggest to our committee to look at it from the financial perspective and maybe combine those two approaches and see what it is like. You know, if we want to scrutinize something, why can't we do it in the wider perspective, not just focus on green bin subscription or tax or whatever it is called? I think this is quite political because it's about finances as well, and taking into consideration that many councils went bankrupt recently, I think this is a very political issue. We should look at it from the financial perspective as well, from the environmental and from the financial. So I think we should combine it.
Thank you. I think we're going to get again. We're going over the same ground again, aren't we? Because we've had advice, haven't we, that on the left here, that we are a climate change and environment committee, aren't we? And I'm suggesting, forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm suggesting that certainly from a climate perspective, we can look at this, can't we? You know, I'm not saying. I mean, Value for Money will do what they want to do. That's fair enough, isn't it? I know all things are connected, but our primary function has to be the climate, doesn't it? So yes, what we come up with may well have financial implications, but I think, forgive me if I'm getting this wrong, but the mechanics of this is what we are proposing to happen with the brown bin thing going to make the climate worse? That's the consideration, isn't it? And to that end, I think if the council are going to have a consultation about it anyway, so whether or not it happens or not, or it does happen, we ought to do this, perhaps, this the particular section of our overall review first, haven't we? That's what I'm thinking. Does that make sense? Yes, Councillor Arden.
Yeah, I don't want to go around in circles, but I do need to point clarity. I'm not sure where Councillor Hawkins has been for the last 8 years, but Councillor Grover is not a friend of mine. Councillor, so Mr. Groveman is not a friend of mine.
Okay, fair enough. Sorry.